Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskaden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our favorite podcast of the week. So it's Supernatural Friday as we share supernatural stories to encourage you with the power of the Lord to bring signs and wonders in the earth. And today we have a testimony of a young lady who had a visitation from the Lord that saved her life. All right, let's listen in. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu. Shalom Aleichem. How are you today? God bless you. It's our Supernatural Friday podcast here on the second day of June 2023. Important day for this family, this household. It's a birthday of my firstborn, Yaakov Jacob, who lives in Japan, is our missionary there, and we're building our Asian base there, and him and his wife, Sachio. So glad to have them on the team, and I wish him a happy birthday here from America. Well, God bless you. I pray you've had a good week, enjoyed our podcast this week. We are coming out of the Israel fast, and this is a great testimony of the power of Jesus to come and deliver supernaturally, saving our lives, protecting us in every aspect of what we go through in this life. He cares about all our affairs, even our mistakes. Not that he cares that we made them, but he cares that he is able to restore after we make mistakes. And this is a testimony of a young lady who was a single girl, high school, and found herself pregnant and obviously doing what most teenagers do in that situation. They think about the option of abortion. And this is where she was headed. And then the Lord appeared to her and spoke to her and gave her a different answer than what she was looking for. So let you listen to this testimony, and then we're going to pray. If you have somebody in your family or somebody you know has gone through this, we're going to pray for them today as well. All right, listen to this great testimony.
Hi, my name is Miriam Evans, and I would like to share a supernatural story with you where Jesus came and visited me and literally saved my life. I was 17 years old, and I had just found out that I was unexpectedly pregnant. And at this time, I had a major life decision to make. Was I going to choose life or death? At this time in my life, I was very ambitious. I had college scholarships for volleyball. I was in athletics. I had a lot of plans for my life, things that I wanted to do. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of all of my plans, I find that I'm pregnant. And I cannot believe this is happening to me. I was so afraid. I kept it a secret from everyone that I knew. I did not tell anyone. And I remember one particular night, I went to bed and I was so scared as I began to contemplate the issue of abortion. And I made up my mind that this was my only way out, that abortion would be the only answer to my problem. And so as I began to fall asleep, I went in to a vision, and in the vision, I woke up and I saw and looked around the room, and I saw that I was no longer in my bedroom anymore, but I was actually in a clinic, and I was laying on a stretcher on a bed, and I looked around. The room felt so cold, and it felt lifeless in the room, and I knew instinctively that I was in an abortion clinic, and I was about to go through the abortion procedure. And as I began to look around the room, I saw demons fill up my room, and my fear just went through the charts. I just felt this overwhelming feeling of death in the room. And all of a sudden, I looked down, and at the foot of my bed where my feet were, I saw a demon holding his hands out, waiting for the baby to go right into his hands dead. And all of a sudden, I felt life just slipping out of me, and I had the thought, I'm about to die. I'm not going to live through this abortion. And I looked down again, and my legs, my stomach, all the way down to the floor was covered with blood, and I started hemorrhaging. And I said, not only am I losing my child today, but I'm actually losing my life as well. And I just felt fear. I felt death so near like never before. And all of a sudden, not only did I see the one demon at the foot of my bed waiting for the baby, but I saw many demons beginning to fill up the room, and I knew they were about to usher me out with them. And just then, when I thought that my life was over, I saw to my right a door just swing right open in that clinic room. And the bright light that came through the room was so blinding, I could not see. I could only hear the voice of a man, and he made one loud declaration, and he said, "They are mine." And as soon as his voice said that, the frequency that came out of his mouth just reverberated life. And I saw his hand stretch out like so to me, and I knew that I was going to be safe. And as soon as he put his hand out and he declared, "They are mine," every single demon in that room just completely disintegrated. And then I woke up out of the vision. I was back in my bedroom. I was dripping sweat. I was so afraid. I had no idea what had just happened to me, but I did know this. I said to myself, if I go through with this abortion, not only will the life of my child be lost, but I'm going to lose my life as well. I was convinced that Jesus had visited me and that he was giving me a wake-up call and a warning that if I went through with the abortion, that I was actually going to hemorrhage to death. So I woke up, it happened to be a Sunday morning, and I had extra initiative to get up and go to church that morning. Prior to this experience, I never wanted to be at church, but this morning I woke up and I thought, I need to find a church and I need to get to it quickly. And as I left my room, I walked into the kitchen and my mom came in and she said, very concerned, she said, "Is everything okay with you?" And a little bit nervous, I kept everything back. I still didn't tell her anything about the pregnancy or the vision that I had. And I answered my mom, I said, "Yes, everything's fine." And she said, "Well, I had a really concerning dream about you last night." She said, "I had a dream that I received a phone call from the hospital saying that you were in the ER, you had been rushed to the hospital, and that they did not know if you were going to make it, and I needed to get there quickly." My mom said that in the dream, she ended up arriving at the hospital and she saw me laying in the hospital room, covered in blood all over my stomach, all over my legs. And the doctors began to tell her that I was hemorrhaging and they were not sure that I was going to be able to make it and they weren't able to stop the bleeding. And so when my mother told me that, it was a second wake-up call that Jesus was definitely warning me and he wanted to save my life and the life of my child. And that was when I had a revelation about how much life really matters. I was afraid for my own life. I didn't want to die, but I had the thought, if my life matters, then the life of my child should matter as well. And I was convicted by the Holy Spirit. And this is what I heard the Holy Spirit tell me. He said, "If you do things my way, I promise to take care of you. I will take care of everything." And I want to tell you that I went to church with my mom that morning. And when we entered into the church, we sat down, and it was by no accident that the preacher stopped in the middle of his sermon. And he said, "I feel the Holy Spirit is prompting us to pray." And God gave the preacher a word of knowledge, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit that you can find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And the preacher teacher said, I have a word of knowledge that there's someone here that is contemplating abortion. And I believe that God is stopping the order of my service for us to pray so that a woman here can choose life. And of course, when I heard that, I just began to weep and I just began to say, God, I need your help. I hear you. This is number three. I hear that you are trying to save my life and the life of my child. And I say yes. I say yes to you. You've chosen me and now I choose you. And I want to tell you that my daughter is almost 22 years old today. She's a worship leader and she is traveling up and down California and various states around the United States today leading worship and seeing many people come to Jesus. And I want to tell you right now, you may be in an impossible situation. You may be pregnant right now and it may be a surprise. Maybe you're contemplating life or death. And I want to tell you right now, the same promise that the Holy Spirit gave to me, I give it to you. If you will do things His way, He will take care of you. It may not always be easy. You may come against challenges, but greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And so I just want to pray for you right now. If you're watching, it could be the issue of an unexpected pregnancy. Maybe you've had an abortion and God wants to cover your shame and your condemnation and He wants to wash it away with the blood of Jesus. Whatever impossible situation that you may have and you may be facing right now, I want to tell you that the power of the Holy Spirit is going to help you. And if you have not chosen Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I would like to give you the opportunity to choose life because Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and He wants to help you through every circumstance. So you can just say, Jesus, right now I choose life. I choose your life. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you that you took all of my sin, all of my sickness, all of my pain and torment. You took it on the cross. You died for me and you resurrected 3 days later. And because of your resurrection, now I can choose life. And I ask that you would come into my heart, that you would be Lord of my life. If you just answered, if you answered that call and if you just received Jesus right now as your Lord and Savior, you have access to His Holy Spirit that is actually, I believe, coming to you right now and going to empower you to make decisions for Jesus, to walk with Jesus, to be able to do things that you never thought possible because of His empowerment that comes through the Holy Spirit. And I just bless every viewer right now. I bless your journey, and I just say in the name of Jesus that you will be able to choose life, that you will walk victoriously in the name of Jesus.
Wow, what a great testimony of the goodness of God. In the middle of, like I said before we played this, a big mistake in their life, God found a way to rescue her and also that child. Isn't that interesting? You know, here's a child born out of wedlock, obviously, in immoral sin, but God says, that child is mine. That goes to John chapter 1, that we are not born of human decision, but we are born of God. I remember one time I was taking a young woman through deliverance. She'd been in Satanism for quite a few years. And I asked her in just our times with her, interviewing her and praying with her, I said, did Satan ever appear to you? And he said, one time. And she was living in our state capitol, and there was a bill coming up on abortion to legalize abortion in Louisiana. And she said, Satan appeared to her and said, terrified her, she said. And she basically asked him, what are you doing here? And he said, yeah, I've come for the babies. I've come for my babies. So you know what? He tries to claim the children of this world as his babies. That's that orphan spirit. And he wants to take them out. He doesn't want them to have life and have it more abundantly. He wants to take them out before they have an opportunity. They're not his. They belong to the Lord, even though he may be a part of killing them in the earth through all these years of abortion. They go and be with the Lord. They belong to God. They are his. And this testimony today declares that. If you have a family member or friend that may be contemplating abortion, or you've had one, or you know somebody has, first of all, God can forgive you. Don't worry. The children are His. But then also, let's pray that this doesn't happen again in a new cycle in the earth, that God would begin to help us remove this spirit of Molech off the land. So, Father, we pray right now for anybody we know, a family member, a friend that is contemplating abortion. We say, no, do not. That child belongs to the Lord and will have a purpose and a future regardless of the circumstance that they're brought into the earth with. Lord, I pray you'd heal anybody that's gone through abortion, any family member, both male and female. Lord, they've gone through the trauma of abortion. That Lord, the child is yours, and you can heal, restore, and let them be a voice of life in the earth. We thank you for that today. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast. We're so glad you're with us. I hope you enjoyed our fast and our prayer for Israel these past several weeks. And we pray for this next season that we go in, that God's Spirit will be strongly upon you. Go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, our app. Find out all about us. Don't forget our School of Ministry. Aleph will be starting at the end of August. So if you know anybody who wants to join our School of Ministry, go to AlephSM.org. That's AlephSM.org. Aleph is spelled A-L-E-P-H. That's our school. Okay, God bless you. Have a great weekend. What an amazing testimony. I've had these things happen to me before. May they happen to you as well. Well, we went a little bit longer today. I hope you enjoyed that. Shabbat Shalom. Also remember, next week we start our Isaiah 62 fast. And we're going to be praying for Israel for 21 days at the noon hour Central Time here in America. So if you want to join us online, we'll be there praying 1 hour each day for 21 days. Okay. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Well, I apologize for being a little bit long, but it's worth it. I really don't apologize. What a great testimony. Well, Shabbat Shalom to you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on our podcast. See you later. Bye-bye.